Testing. Are we good? Let's go. It's Tuesday, February 18th, 2025. It's First Thing with Kevin Mano. Real quick look at all the headlines as you start your day. I was gone for a bit. I had surgery. I had been recovering. My brother took over. He was doing the show for a bit. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you for being here. I feel good. Let's go. The show starts right now. And we always start with the top story. Some very powerful storms passed through parts of Kentucky, Tennessee, Virginia, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia over the weekend. It's being reported that at least 14 people lost their lives due to these storms, 12 of those in Kentucky, one in Georgia, and one in West Virginia. Sadly, those numbers could keep going up. At least 1,000 more had to be rescued. Some real tragic scenes out there. Not only did those areas receive tons of rain, which led to extreme flooding, but winds were knocking down trees and power lines. Flights were canceled across the country. Travel is still impossible in some places. And now, as we're waking up this morning, the National Weather Service is warning of life-threatening cold in parts of the country today. The polar vortex is returning to the U.S. Northeastern Montana, for example, they're dealing with temperatures as low as 45 degrees below zero. February has been rough, and now, according to AccuWeather, one last storm will be dumping a bunch of snow in the mid-Atlantic this week, so stay safe out there. Okay, on to sports. Quite a bit here. First, in case you missed this, the Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl parade was held on Friday, and while very joyous for the people of Philly, it did get a little violent. Two women were shot as the crowds gathered, and now a man has been arrested and charged. Apparently, it stemmed from someone trying to cut the line at a porta potty. Also, separately, the team's general manager, Howie Roseman, was hit in the head with a beer can right on the forehead. He had a big welt, but it didn't really slow him down. William Byron won his second straight Daytona 500 on Sunday. Congrats. Apparently he pulled ahead on account of some wrecks that he avoided at the last second. He is now the youngest driver to win multiple Daytona 500s. He's only eight. He's 8 years old. No, he's 27. Pretty cool. In other sports news, it was All-Star Weekend for the NBA. And Saturday night, Mac McClung, who is currently playing in the NBA's G League, he made history as the first player to ever win the slam dunk contest 3 years in a row. A three-peat for him, even though he probably can't legally call it a three-peat. I've got a couple videos up in our Instagram stories. He really is incredible, at First Thing Pod, if you want to see him. He jumped over a car. Tyler Hero of the Miami Heat won the three-point contest. And then on Sunday, four teams entered this mini tournament, and the team led by Shaquille O'Neal won the whole thing. Shaq's OGs, they won, and Steph Curry was named the All-Star MVP for the second time in his career. Unfortunately, LeBron had to sit it out with an injury, which meant he missed his first All-Star game in 21 years. I will also say the league really changed the format this year, and I don't think anybody liked it. It wasn't super popular with fans, but congrats to Shaq's OGs on the win. Lastly, in other Shaq news, he and TNT have reportedly reached a deal. Sounds like Shaq has agreed to a $15 million extension, which will keep the Inside the NBA crew together. On to some entertainment headlines here on this Tuesday morning. First, a passing. This name might not mean anything to you, but an actor named Biff Whiff just passed away. He was in a lot of my favorite things. He was in the show Dave. He was a regular on I Think You Should Leave with Tim Robinson. He had a role in Everything Everywhere All at Once. I know he had battled cancer for a while, and he died on Friday. In other health news, former bachelorette Katie Thurston has been diagnosed with breast cancer. She said she's ready to fight it. I wish her the absolute best. Some baby news, Jesse McCartney and his wife Katie are going to be parents. They've been together for over 10 years, and they're expecting their first baby. Congratulations to them. In other baby news, it's reported that Elon Musk recently welcomed his 13th child. There's actually some drama to the story. This woman, Ashley St. Clair, is publicly asking Elon to finish their co-parenting agreement. She's claiming that he's not even communicating. In other relationship news, Cardi B was seen having a Valentine's Day date with Stephon Diggs of the Houston Texans. I guess the two of them were at a club in New York a week ago as well. And Tom Cruise and Ana de Armas were spotted together over the romantic weekend as well. So people are talking. Moving on to movie and TV news. We'll start this Tuesday morning like we usually start a Monday morning with a look at the box office. As expected, Captain America Brave New World was number one. I brought in around $100 million over the holiday weekend. Paddington in Peru came in second, and Dogman landed at third. I loved Dogman. In other movie news, the BAFTA Awards were handed out on Sunday. Those are the British Oscars. Sadly, Dogman didn't get any. I want a recount. Conclave, which went into the night with the most nominations, walked away with four awards, including Best Film. The Brutalist also won four. And again, the Oscars are coming up on March 2nd, so not this Sunday, but the Sunday after that. Goonies 2 has been confirmed now, and Steven Spielberg is back in the producer's chair. This is crazy. I kind of can't even believe it. I feel like I'm not going to believe it until I'm in the theater and the movie starts. They've been saying this for so long. We just got our first look at Matt Damon in Christopher Nolan's humongous new movie, The Odyssey. I've got that up in our Instagram stories if you want to see it. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 makes its streaming premiere today. My son will be very excited. It's now on Paramount Plus. In TV news, okay, Sunday night was the massive SNL 50th anniversary special, and it was massive. Almost 15 million people tuned in for it. We watched it, just packed with celebrities, lots of SNL throwbacks. A couple of the moments that got the most attention, Meryl Streep showed up in a sketch with Kate McKinnon. That was her SNL debut. Meryl Streep had never been on SNL before. Aubrey Plaza introduced a performance. It was her first public appearance since her husband's suicide. She was wearing a tie-dye shirt in honor of him. Ryan Reynolds made a very slight reference to all the stuff that, that's been happening in their personal lives, the It Ends With Us drama. If you're an SNL fan, or if you ever have been, you really should watch it. It's cool. It was a great show. Chevy Chase and Bill Murray, they took a picture together. They've been enemies for a long time, so I was happy to see them together. It was great. Loved it. Lastly, Beast Games recently wrapped up on Prime, another thing we watched over here in the Mano household. And in the end, Mr. Beast gave one contestant $10 million, the biggest cash prize in the history of television. He even shared the receipt on social media, the receipt of the bank transfer. The taxes probably won't be super fun, but congrats to the, I don't want to spoil anything, but the winner of the show. Congratulations. Okay, on to music. Back to SNL for just a second. Their big 50th anniversary weekend got started Friday with the homecoming concert. If you missed that, I will link some stuff like Post Malone performing with Nirvana, Lady Gaga doing a big medley with The Lonely Island. That one is definitely not safe for work. It was also a really cool show. Unfortunately, Shakira had to cancel a show in Peru over the weekend. She was hospitalized with abdominal pain. She had two shows lined up. She canceled Sunday night, but she was able to perform last night, so that's good. Hope she's aight. This is cool. A week after his Super Bowl halftime performance, Kendrick Lamar just became the first rapper to surpass 100 million monthly listeners in Spotify history. Ed Sheeran, who celebrated a birthday yesterday, he seems to have confirmed the title of his next album. He's moving away from all of the math terms. Play. It seems like that's the name of the next one, which is supposedly done and a return to big pop for the guy. That's what he said. The Dropkick Murphys and Bad Religion are touring together this summer. I personally love that. I'm going to link those dates if you want to see them. And lastly, Chapel Roan has a new phone number, 620-HOT-TO-GO. If you call it, you're given some options. Press 1, 2, or 3. And when you press a number, you get to hear a clip of her upcoming single, an unreleased song. Again, 620-HOT-TO-GO. Some additional headlines here on this Tuesday morning. There's so much going on. Another top story at the moment, the Delta plane. You may have seen this, another plane incident. This one took off from Minneapolis and flew to Toronto. According to Delta, there were 76 passengers and four crew members on board. Some injuries were reported, but no deaths, thankfully. When the photos came out yesterday, they were just shocking because the plane was upside down. It looked like it was missing a wing as well. On the runway in Toronto, upside down. Just the latest in a string of aviation mishaps. In other news, Israel and Hamas exchanged hostages and prisoners over the weekend. This was the sixth exchange in this very fragile plan. Three Israeli hostages and hundreds of Palestinian prisoners were swapped. There are still 2 weeks remaining in phase one of this ceasefire. The Pope is in the hospital. He's been dealing with a respiratory infection for more than a week, and he was admitted on Friday. Last I heard, he was in stable condition with no fever, but his infection has been referred to as complex. Back here in the States, it's now being reported that the Associated Press is banned indefinitely from the Oval Office as well as Air Force One. Again, this is over their defiance regarding the Gulf of Mexico. They are not calling it the Gulf of America, and the Trump administration does not like that. And that brings us to the end. We always end the show with something positive. Today, it's a love story. You know, we are just a few days out from Valentine's Day, so it makes sense. On the holiday, on Friday, Guinness World Records officially recognized the current record for the longest marriage for a living couple. It's a couple in Brazil, Manol and Maria. As of Friday, they had been married 84 years and 77 days. Dang. They have raised 13 kids together, 55 grandkids, 54 great-grandkids, and 12 great-great-grandkids. He's 105 years old. She is 101. And honestly, they look like they're going strong. They look healthy. Happy Valentine's Day to the two of them, and congratulations. It's very cool. And the show is over.
The show is over now.
Okay, all right. How do I sound? I feel like I sound totally normal, right? Yeah, I feel good. It's been kind of a long, boring week of laying in bed, but I'm happy to be back. And thank you so much to my brother Ryan for stepping up and doing the show for a few days last week. That was really awesome to have him in the driver's seat. So thank you, Ryan. Thank you for being here. Appreciate you so much. Hope it's a great week for you. Have a great Tuesday, and let's do this again tomorrow.
Please tell your friends about this show.